Mr. Chair, I can share a bit of the ideas that you express, but you do say that it's a question of education. Speaking now, if I wear my member state hat and then speak about the priorities and realities in different parts of the world, I can easily see that in developing parts of the world, there isn't that much investment in building codes, safe buildings. You do have safe buildings. This is not to say my capital can't hear that I said investment in building codes. We build good houses and buildings in Nigeria. But you will find that there are experiences where there are faulty buildings, and this is not integrated in planning the building and all the variables that you take into account when doing this. So I wonder to what extent, if you were to invest in other parts of the developing world, what your challenges would be if to analyze a building that was constructed because I made some money and I want to build a house or invest in a block of apartments that I want to give me money. I believe that the house is safe. I've employed someone who is a professional and he's given me a building. He or she has given me a building, but this building is fraught with dangers. What would be your experience? And if you find this replicated it's really around the country, it's not something that is one or two buildings, how would you approach this type of experience?